It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Yeah, baby. Anyway, I was just kind of jamming out to that intro music. I've had it for years, but it's still my favorite intro music. I have looked at others, listened to others, I guess is a better terminology. We've thought about updating it, but that is Eric Olson on there, and it's a collaboration that I've yet to find better than that. So anyway, good stuff there by voice actor Eric Olson, and the music, I forgot who it's by, but it all comes together. And speaking of things coming together, our first guest today, Lisa Sims, and she's going to help you make that dollar come together. How about stretch that dollar? She's going to do something to help you have a better life, a better business. And so we're gonna get started with Lisa Sims here in just a few seconds while my teleprompter starts teleprompting as it should. Any second now, I just feel as though it's going to happen any second now. Either way, Lisa Sims is the creator and host of the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show on Blog Talk Radio, where she provides money-saving tips for entrepreneurs. She's also the creator and host of the Living to Save podcast, where she helps consumers save time and money while providing a little wisdom for their souls. When she's not broadcasting, she's an author, an online adjunct faculty for the University of Phoenix Online, Southern New Hampshire University, Rasmussen College, where she teaches technology courses in web design, project management, mobile application development, and e-commerce. Lisa Sims, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Well, thank you for having me. How are you today, Bert?
I am doing fantastical. It is just, it's a great day.
It is.
And you know what? I happen to be in Los Angeles, California, and just wrapping up a couple of days that we spent here doing some interviews and working. Got to enjoying some of their weather as I head back to Phoenix. As soon as the show's over, I'm heading back to Phoenix as we're getting warmer. LA is feeling nicer and nicer, but we do have clearer skies there in Phoenix. So I'm looking forward to that. But always good to have you on the show. It's always good to talk to you and learn about how we can all stretch a dollar, because you know it's not about how much money we make sometimes. It's about how much money we keep, right?
That's so true. I mean, you've got to save some money because, as we all know, rainy days are coming. So we've got to have our umbrella ready, as I always like to say.
Absolutely. And you know what? And let's say you never have a rainy day. The reality is you're going to want to make some life changes. And if you don't have money in the bank, you are putting yourself at risk to work forever. And
yes,
even though you might love working, it's nice not to have to. So
tell me
this real quick. Yeah, absolutely. So tell me this real quick. Lisa, how did you get started with stretching a dollar? What was the thing that made you want to go down this space?
Well, I think the thing that really kind of kicked it off for me is that, you know, I was working and I had one day had just got tired of working for someone else and I wanted to work for myself so that I could have more freedom and flexibility. So I resigned from a job as a web developer. And so I started a business designing web pages. But at that time, I didn't have any customers, clients, didn't know where to get them. So if you don't have any money coming in for a business, then you're in trouble. So I basically had to learn how to stretch the little bit of cash that I did have until I could land a big client or several clients to bring some cash in. So that's kind of how the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs got started. It started with me. And so I decided to share what I learned on my journey to kind of help other entrepreneurs not go down the same path I went and learn from my experiences.
Sure. You know what? And it's interesting, too. I don't know. And this may not have happened to you because you're in that stretch of dollar space. But, you know, I know that when my budget is tight, I become super creative and super aware, and I can definitely stretch that dollar, right?
Yeah.
And then as the money starts coming in, I'm not as concerned about it until all of a sudden we have that contraction. Right. And also you have to say, oh, wait, where are we spending money at? Okay, let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of this. And so having that mindset that you're always looking at stretching that dollar, I think is a very powerful mindset because, you know, it kind of keeps you humble and helps you really hold on to all that money you're making.
It really does. I mean, because as you said, it starts with the mindset. If you already have it, then as you go about, you're going to be creative and you're going to look for ways to save money. But, you know, if you don't have that mindset, and then once the money comes in, then you're going to go right back to the way you used to be. So I had to train my brain to save money and always stretch the dollar. Even when money is flowing in, I'm a couponer. I'm looking, you know, using mobile apps, whatever it is. And after 15 years of marriage, I finally got my husband to use coupons. So, hey, if he can do it, anybody can do it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that is, I like that. Even my husband is using it. And you know what? I don't mind using coupons, but I like a lot of people, it's taken the time to find it and find. And sometimes the coupons that are available to me are not attractive, right? I mean, I don't drink soda pop. Soda pop's always on special or on coupon. You know, potato chips, a lot of the junk food is on sale, right? And always available via coupon. And I really have to dig to find things that I want that are couponed. And like, you know, I don't know what comes to mind now, but anyway, I just remember it's a lot of work sometimes. Now, what's amazing though, it's like anything else, back to the mindset. If you make a focus, whatever you focus on expands, you start getting better at it. So therefore the rewards come easier and easier. And before you know it, maybe at first you're saving $10 a week. And then with some effort over time, you're saving, you know, $30 or $40 a week. So it can add up quite substantially.
It really can. It really can. And I've got, you know, examples after example. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, when people hear the word coupon, they're thinking we're talking grocery. But from an entrepreneur standpoint, if you're even ordering office supplies or some office equipment online, I mean, there's add-ins like Price Blink that you can add into your browser that will show you not only the coupon code that you can use to save additional money, but also show you other places where you can get it cheaper. So, you know, it's just, you know, there's digital coupons and there's paper coupons. So, you know, people just have to just change their mindset when they hear the word coupon. I've noticed that people think it's groceries, but no, I mean, even entrepreneurs can save money with coupons.
Yeah, and you know what? You're absolutely correct. I made the mistake. I immediately went to coupons for groceries, but you're right. I have used coupons at Staples.
Right.
You know, and then the other thing, which is still a pain in the butt, but it's really nice, especially when you buy a big item like a copier or some other big machine, they'll give you a money back rebate, which are nice. You know, you have to wait for it 4 or 5 weeks, but sometimes it's always welcome when you get a $30 or $40 check in the mail. I always feel like I've gotten away with something.
Oh yeah, me too. And then depending on what credit card you use, if you take advantage of the cash back that you use to actually purchase it, then you're getting cash back there. And then if you use Ebates.com, then you're getting cash back there. So, I mean, it really can start to add up so that really the cash back that you get can kind of help pay for the item itself depending on how much it is.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's and then, of course, I tell you, one of the tricks that I do enjoy, this is to me, you know, the the most fun I've ever had stretching the dollar. And that is, you buy something that you're going to buy with a credit card so you can get the miles or the points or the cash back on the credit card.
Right.
You get a rebate on it, you know, and I feel like, you know, and in some cases, you can get a rebate, a coupon, and cash back from your credit card. It's like double, triple dipping.
And there you go. You hit the jackpot. And, you know, it's like, hey, and you just want to run out and tell everybody, hey, I saved all this money.
I got away with something. I saved a bunch of money. I bought what I was going to buy anyway. And, I saved some money and I got extra miles on my card and all that other stuff. So, yeah, all that stuff, it's good. And all right, so when you started down this path of, of stretching a dollar, you were doing it to, to save money, obviously. Did you see it as, at that time, were you thinking, oh, you know, this is great, I will teach people how to do this? When did teaching others how to stretch a dollar become your thing?
Well, I think it became my thing when I decided to write a book about stretching a dollar to save and make thousands. And so from that point, I was like, okay, if I can put what I've learned into a book, and then from there I said, okay, well, and then I started on the blog talk radio circuit, going on different shows, talking about stretching a dollar for entrepreneurs and talking about the book. And so then I had the light bulb idea. Well, why don't you start your own show and educate entrepreneurs? So then that way, you've got a platform whenever you want to talk about something that you can do it. And so it kind of evolved from there. It evolved from the book, the radio show, and it just kind of morphed into that.
Yeah, I like that. And what's interesting, too, is, you know, this is a great lesson for all of us that we can go down a a path, and before you know it, you know, maybe you're going in one direction, and all of a sudden it leads you, you know, and it just leads you where maybe you didn't expect. So you started saving money for yourself as an entrepreneur. Now you're teaching tens of thousands of people to save money for their business. And so I love the way it kind of grew organically out of what you were already doing.
And it really did. I mean, because, you know, when I first started, it was all about survival. It was like, okay, well, I've got this business. It's got to survive. I've got to make it work because I don't have a full-time job to go back to because I quit that. So,
right.
You know, it's like, okay, you got to survive. And, you know, from there, it just, you know, it just kind of went on its own path. But I've enjoyed the journey that I've been on and, you know, teaching's in my blood. So I think this was in my destiny from the very beginning. I just didn't know it.
Yeah, I like that. You just didn't know it. And, you know, how many of us are out there not 100% aware of the gift that's inside of us? And you know what? I was talking about this earlier, that sometimes the profit is in the problem, or the gift is in the problem. And this is a perfect example. You had this problem. I've quit my job. That's a problem. I have no income right now. Other than whatever I create, that can be a problem. You started looking at ways to save money. That became your gift. And all of a sudden, you're making a profit, and you're helping people by solving one of the biggest problems, and that is stretching that dollar and making that thing work. So I love the way your gift developed, for lack of better terms, and the fact that, you know, this problem that you had ultimately became a gift that you could share with tens of thousands of people.
And who knew? You know, and that's what I always tell myself. Who knew that it would go this route? I sure didn't.
Right, right. And I think that, you know, somebody said this the other day, and it kind of stuck with me, and that is, you know, hard work always pays off. And this is another example of that. You weren't thinking, hey, I'm going to get a book and a show and this and that. You were just working hard. You're doing stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, it's become this thing that's bigger than you are. Now, one of the things that we've talked about groceries. We talked about maybe some supplies. What are some other typical ways that entrepreneurs can stretch a dollar?
Well, the big thing that I know when I first started was marketing, because you've got to market your product or your services as well as yourself. And there are so many different ways that you can do that freely without having to spend a lot of money on it. Like right now, you know, of course, we've got social media, and social media is hot, and all that really takes is an investment in time and a little bit of creativity. But also, now video is really hot. And so it's like everybody that has either a iPhone or any kind of smartphone or a tablet, you can take your own video. You can take it and you can find some free apps that are available in the Google Play Store or in the App Store, and you can put together a professional-looking video that can help you to market yourself to your potential customers. And it can look like you spent a lot of money on it when really you paid nothing and you did it yourself with just a little bit of investment of time. So marketing to me was a big thing in terms of saving money, trying to find customers that needed my particular products and services.
Now, okay, so let's talk about this. Let's expand on this. So what are some of your favorite apps or your favorite ways to save money in marketing? Give me a couple of, you know, apps or websites or examples.
Well, for one, I like to use Apple's iMovie to actually create my videos. And I use those for, like, when I'm creating a book and I need to do a book trailer. And so I need to put together some imagery that actually explains and kind of speaks to the heart of my potential reader. So I can use iMovie to do that as well. And then for social media, I can share that on my various social media platforms. I can share it on Twitter. I can also share it on my Facebook page, on Instagram, Pinterest, just different things that I know where my audience is. I can actually share that as well. And then some of the other ways that you can actually save money with marketing is also WordPress. I don't know if a lot of people are kind of technical, but WordPress kind of takes a lot of the technical detail out of creating a website. And, you know, there's the free and then there's the hosted version. But WordPress, I love it. You know, I'm a technical person, so of course that it speaks to me. But you can put together a website or a blog in no time. And you can control it, and you can control when the content or your posts are actually released to your audience and everything, and you can actually post a link to your social media platforms, and then it has it where you can even do it, you can even automate it. So once you finish, you can schedule it to go out. So anything that really can be automated and that you can do one time and then actually reap the benefits of it over and over again, I just love things like that, because I don't have a whole lot of time, so I have to look for ways that help me to not only save money but be productive at the same time.
I love that so much. And what's, you know, if anybody has, you know, when you're tight on a budget, you need to have a website, and it needs to look halfway decent. And I think a WordPress allows you to create a website, and it just lets you guys know, I have started a business with a one-page website.
Yes.
And so when people are, like, freaking out because they got to spend a couple thousand dollars on a website, do that down the road.
Yes, don't do it up front.
Don't do it up front, because, you know, yes, your customers need to see your website, and they, you know, and so maybe one page isn't enough for you. Maybe you need two pages, but you can easily say, like Lisa said, you can do that with a WordPress site. It's very easy. It's drop and drag. If you know how to write a document, you can do a WordPress site. Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree. I mean, and then there's templates that you can use that you just plug the information in, which makes it even more simple. So, I mean, and
yes.
It makes you look very professional. It makes it look like, you know, you spent a lot of money on it, and you really did.
Right. And I even have a client of mine, and I think he's spending $10 a month, and I could be wrong. It's not a whole lot of money. It's $5 or $10. I don't think it's over $10. Because GoDaddy, he hosts his website on GoDaddy, and GoDaddy has a website builder, and it's $10 a month, and that includes the hosting, and so they will help you build a website, they will help you do all the stuff, and whatever, and it's very inexpensive, and there's a lot of power when you're on a very tight budget, because let me tell you. You know, there's an old saying that time expands to the work allowed. Is that right? Or work expands to the time allowed. Well, the same truth is with money, that the work expands to the budget allowed. And so if you hey, I got $1,000 to spend on my website, most people are going to go over that $1,000 by a little bit. But if you say, I have no money for a website, how can I do it for free? All of a sudden, you're spending very little money or no money, and you have a professional-looking website, because ultimately, it's you know, your website is only going to be as good as your marketing. And so if you're out there marketing, you're talking to people, you're going to make sales. People are seldom going to buy just because you have a pretty website. It helps, but it's not the only thing.
No, I agree. You know, and
all right.
Then
– go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, and then also on your website, I mean, you want to have engaging content. I mean, there's got to be something that keeps people coming back. And I think that's one of the things we as entrepreneurs kind of forget. We create the website and we're excited about it, but then we forget about it. But you have to keep
yes.
updating it with interesting content. And then you also have to keep in mind that it's a lead generation tool. You've got to be able to know who's coming to your website, offer them something, a free ebook, a free audio book or something, to actually give them an exchange for their email address. Because ultimately you want to get the email addresses of the people that visit your website so that these people have now become, you know, at first they were prospects, you know, and now your job is to kind of convert them over to customers. So you've got the information. So as you come up with different products and services, now you have people that you can actually notify and say, hey, I've got this product that you might be interested in. So sometimes I think we kind of forget about that.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. You know, I love that so very much. I want to talk about this a little bit too. A lot of what you and I are talking about really comes down to having the courage to pull the trigger. So, for example, you finally had enough and you said, I'm going to quit my job. You didn't have anything else lined up. I'm going to quit my job. That takes courage. And then, of course, not to quit takes courage. Not to go back and get another job takes courage. So a lot of stuff that we're talking about takes courage. And so you have to dig a little bit deeper. You have to say, okay, you know what? Instead of me getting another job or a part-time job, I am going to find shortcuts. I'm going to figure out a way to stretch this dollar. And that takes courage because you have to think creatively. And then in some cases, one of the things that I do quite a bit to stretch a dollar, and I'm sure that a lot of people do this, but there's, I want to say 80% of people do not do this, and that is simply ask for a discount.
That's
and
true.
By asking
I'm
for a
sorry.
Discount, you know, right? It takes courage to ask for a discount, and I want to say, would you agree with me that 80% of the time you probably get them?
I would have to agree with that. I would. Because you have not because you ask not.
That's right. That's right. Ask and you shall receive. It's a spiritual as well as a temporal strategy. But it's so very true. If you sit there and you ask everybody you run into, that you're dealing with, can I get a discount? More times than not, you will get a discount. And sometimes you'll get exactly what you ask for. So start lower than you think. And sometimes it's going to be no, but so what? I mean, if you win 8 out of 10 times, you're still ahead of the game.
And that's true. I mean, I know for myself. I mean, when I first started out, and I started out as an entrepreneur developing websites for small and medium-sized businesses, and I had, you know, I've worked in corporate America, but taking it to a small business level, I was, you know, kind of lost. So, you know, I beat the bushes. I went to businesses in the area where I lived, and I literally walked, you know, I parked my car, and I'd just kind of walk around, and I'd go in, I'd talk to the business owners and, you know, kind of see what their needs were. And, you know, I've got no after no after no after no, and, you know, it was kind of this one. I'm not going to say it was kind of discouraging. It was discouraging because, hey, still had no job.
Right.
So I was like, well, I got to get a yes from somebody. So I got a mortgage to help pay. So, you know, but, you know, you have, like I said, you got to have courage. You got to have perseverance. And you got to have some faith because, I mean, doors are going to be slammed in your face, but you've got to keep believing that I'm going to go to one of these doors and somebody, instead of saying no, is going to say yes.
Yes. Absolutely, and I think that's the right mindset. You know, because here's the deal, ultimately. If you believe in your product, your message, your service, then the no's don't matter. If your belief is big enough, the no's don't matter. You know, I am privileged through this show that I get to become friends with some very big people, one of them being Arnold Schwarzenegger, another gentleman that I became friends is Tom Hopkins. Another one is Hugh Jackman. And even Steve Forbes and I became, I want to say, associates, not so much friends. But and so they can all tell you they were rejected a lot more times than they were succeeding, successful or whatever, that they failed more times than they succeeded. But you don't count the failures. Nobody says, hey, look at that guy, he failed 100 times. What they say is, look at that person, they failed 100 times, but they didn't give up, and then they became millionaires. They, you know, the story is they didn't quit, and because they didn't quit, they became successful. So if there's 100, if you stop at failure, then nobody ever gets to hear your story, and you know, you stop with failure, and it's a terrible thing to stop at. So you might as well keep going. You've gotten 100 no's. Your next move is to get 101 or 105 or 120 until the yeses start coming in.
I agree, and you already know what no feels like, so it's not going to hurt you anymore. So
right.
It's like, might as well keep going.
And it's so funny, too, Lisa, because, you know, I know so many people – just like myself, who had to ask their wife out on multiple times before, you know, I think I had to ask my wife out 4 or 5 times before she agreed to go out with me. And I have a lot of friends who've asked out their wives multiple times before they went out with them. And what's so interesting to me is they believed in what they were doing so much that it didn't bother them. But yet in business, they get all weird about it. They get all discouraged and they get hurt and, oh, you know, it's so hard. Dude, you just gotta, you know, you just gotta get married to your business like you got married to your girlfriend.
And that's right. Hey, rejection is a part of business. So it's like, hey, you gotta suck it up and just say, okay, well, I gotta move on to the next one.
That's right. And you know, and rejection is a part of life, and it's also a part of marriage. I mean, my wife doesn't always agree with me. I don't always agree with my wife, but we, you know, our marriage is still very successful, and so I'm blessed to have her in my life, and I love what you're doing here, Lisa. I really do. If people want to find out more about Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs, where do they go?
Well, they can go to stretchingyourcash.com. They can also follow me on Twitter. I'm Biz Money Saver. That's B-I-Z Money Saver. They can also go to my Facebook page, which is Stretching a Dollar, and they can always go to blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar. And I'm in iTunes. Just search for Lisa Sims, and you can Google me. I'm there as well, so I'm all over the place.
All over the place. Well, your main website is stretchingadollar.com.
Well, stretchingyourcash.com.
Stretchingyourcash.com.
Yes.
Stretching your cash. I love
it. Lisa Sim.
I love it. Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs. And you can find out more about Lisa and her team and her strategies at stretchingyourcash.com.
Lisa Sim,
thank you so much for stopping by. Looking forward to have you back again.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. I've enjoyed it.
All righty. Good stuff there from Lisa Sims about stretching your cash. Am I right? That is what it's all about, stretching your dollars for entrepreneurs. Then you can find out more about that at stretchingyourcash.com, stretchingyourcash.com. And I'm about to catch a flight. I'm heading home back to sunny Phoenix. So I hope that you guys have a great weekend and you're able to share it with your family. My twins turned 16. Yes, twin girls turning 16 this week. And so, as you can imagine, as a father of two beautiful teenage girls, I am horrified. At the same time, I will be going to stretchingyourcash.com to find out about how I can stretch my dollars, because I should say my cash, because with two teenage girls at home, it is, 100% necessary. There's no other way around it. I have to be able to stretch my cash. So stretchingyourcash.com is where to go. Find out more about Lisa and her team. And we appreciate you here. I love the fact that you guys have supported our show. We're one of the most downloaded shows on Blog Talk Radio. We're also one of the most downloaded shows on iHeartRadio. And it's all because of you. And I want to give you a free gift. So if you will go to youtube.com/Bert Martinez, sign up for my, or subscribe to my YouTube channel, send me an email, Bert@BertMartinez.com. Let me know that you did it. I will send you some free gifts because I love to give my people a free gift. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your love. I appreciate you spreading the word. I love it when you guys interact with me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram. And remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.